Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Hello, my name is Jean, and I found that my credit card was charged $59.90 yesterday by you. I did not order anything, and this is not my agreement to pay this amount for anything like membership, probably. I only did a survey, but I did not even finish the survey. I back out in the middle. I did not agree to pay any membership. So how can you charge me?
Alrighty, may I start out by getting your zip code, please, to find the account?
My zip code?
Yes, please, my so I can locate code. The account.
Oh, yeah. 94121. That's my credit card payment zip code.
And what's your first and last name, please?
First name Jean, G-E-N-E, last name Q-I-N.
Give me 1 second. I'm still trying to locate an account that's associated with you.
Okay.
And you said the spelling of your last name was what, sir?
Q-I-N.
Q-I-N.
No, you, yes.
U-I-N or Q-I-N?
Q. Q as in queen. Q-I-N.
I-N.
I-N as in Nancy?
Okay. Alrighty, well, so far, I am not located an account associated with you. And you said that was the zip code of the, is that your billing zip code or is that your home zip code?
That's my billing zip code,
okay,
9412.
Okay, give me your home zip code and let me see if the account was placed under
same
that.
Thing? Same thing? Same thing? 94121.
It's the same thing? 94121. Well, sir, unfortunately, at this time, I'm not pulling up anything in my system of which you're
Okay. Try the other zip code. I did online on the other location. That zip code is 94547.
Alrighty, give me 1 second and let me try that okay. Zip code. Yes, yes, sir. It was actually located under the other zip code. And for security purposes, could you please verify the address to that one?
Yes, 662 Turquoise Drive, Hercules, California, 94547.
I do thank you for that. Give me 1 second, sir, while I open up this account. Alrighty, sir.
Okay.
I do see that you actually entered into a sweepstakes, and that was for a chance to have to win a Makita drill. And what this $59.92 that you were being billed for, it actually enrolled you into what is called the Electronic Discount Membership Club. And this that $59.92 is a monthly charge where they give you a monthly $100 credit to spend exclusively at the store. And it is downloaded directly to your email.
And I don't want that. I was not asked for this payment and this membership and participation. I was not told anything about it. So you automatically charge this amount to my credit card. I think that's online phishing. So can you credit it back immediately?
Okay, well, sir, now I can't now. I could actually get this monthly charge reduced to $30 a month for you.
No, no. I don't want any participation. I never do that online.
Alrighty, sir.
But well, without my consent, how can you charge my credit card?
Well, sir, when you actually entered into that sweepstakes, in the terms and conditions, you did give your consent. And when you actually clicked in, that means that you consented, you had read everything, and you agreed with it. And once you entered into it.
I did not click on anything that I consent or I agreed. I was not told anything about it. I just entered a survey of Home Depot, and I withdraw in the middle. I did not click on any consent agreement or something like that. So this is a mischarge. Before I report to the credit company, so you, if you credit it back immediately, that's fine. That's a good solution for both of us.
Well, sir, I've gone ahead and actually counseled you out of this.
Okay, when
that cancellation did take effect immediately.
Okay, so when can I see that? Actually, I'm in front of my computer. I'm looking at my credit card charge. I did not see anything except that charge $59.92. I expect to see it right away.
No, it won't be. It will not be posted right away. It will take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days for it to post back to your account.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Okay, I will see. If I don't see it in 3 days, I'll call you back.
3 to 5 business days.
Got it. I got it. Agree 3 to 5 days.
All right.
If I don't
and
see
I
it,
do
I call
have
you
your
back.
Cancellation number if you'd like to take that down.
Oh, yes, please. That's great. That's good.
All righty, sir. And that would be C as in Charlie. And that's 920-875-8800.
Oh, that's good.
That's
good.
Your cancellation number. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Can I have your name, please?
Joyce. J-O-Y-C-E.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. Please have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.